Now, without any more ado, here's Patti Smith.
One, two, three, four. I just want to say that I think it's really a neat thing to do something for WBAI, because even though I don't like all the stuff on BAI, you know, but the thing is, like, when I was, even though I don't know everything, when I was like 16, not too long ago, I used to live in South Jersey, and down in South Jersey, the only two things was like so down there, you know what I mean? Right in the orchards and the beer cans and the Tiger Rose, and there, it was so far down deep in South Jersey that the only link I had with what was happening, like England, was rock and roll magazines and BAI. Because, like, me and my friends, what we did was we made a hookup. It's real cool. Our house was we had this big giant cable, and our house was the only place that got BAI, so we were the coolest in the neighborhood. Okay, this is dedicated to Charlotte Rampling and Patty Hearst. Every day things change. Beneath, I've been trailing you like a fox that preys on a rabbit. I had to get you in, so I knew I had to learn your ways and habits. Ooh, you were the catch I was after. Come on, throat. I knew that I'd been captured. System they'll get. But and the other thing is, like, BAI is still real cool because, like, when, like, a year ago, just about this time, I heard the Patty Hearst tapes on BAI, and they really moved me. You know, it was like directly was like she was writing a letter right out of her mouth into the radio tubes right to me. You know, so. And then so we made our little single on Mare 601, Unavailable Anywhere, for Patty Hearst, because with the little help of BAI. What's next?
Third Land.
Oh, yeah. Post time. Well, you know us rock and rollers, we don't have too many political opinions about anything except who's going to be first on Mars. His father died. And he looked back and remembered his father, Wilhelm Reich. It was 1956. The American government put Wilhelm Reich in a federal prison, and he died there, broken. He died in an American prison. Wilhelm Reich died in an American prison. And every day, his little son Peter would go out and wait for his daddy to come get him and take him away in a big black UFO. Oh. Father died, and he left him a little farm in New England. All the long black funeral cars left the scene, and the boy was just standing there looking alone, looking at the shiny red tractor where him and his daddy used to circle the wheat fields and spread the air with blue Oregon veins. Spread the air, and the wings in his cheek. His daddy would knead his face and his knees and his belly till he'd feel blue streams through the night, making him drift to the belly of a ship. The ship slid open and he went inside of it, and he saw his daddy behind the control boards, sweating and beaming such naked joy. He was a pure boy at heart. So he saw what was true. And what was true was that he was just all alone in that shiny red tractor. And it was all a dream. He was there alone and he cried. Oh. I'd like to introduce my guys. It's Lenny K, Ivan, and DMV. And us four make up all our own stuff except for Smokey Robinson's that we make up. And various asundered others.
Looking for you, and you were gone. Called you on the phone, Johnny, no answer. She never returned. Oh, you know what I mean, man. I was looking for you, and you were gone. Down by the ocean, it was so dismal. Women all standing. Shock on their faces, sad description, but oh, I was looking for you. Everyone was singing, a girl was washed up on Redonda Beach, and everyone was so sad. I was looking for you, and you were gone. standing. We shot on their faces. Sad description, but oh, I was looking for you. Late afternoon, dreaming hotel. Just said the quarrel. Sent you away. I was looking for you. Told me, funny description, a girl named Johnny, with apple blonde hair now, she was small and an angel, and she's gun, picked up my key, didn't reply, went to my shock on my face, the hearse pulled away, and the girl that had died, it was you. You never return into my arms, cause you were gun. You never return into my arms, cause you were gun.
Had a long pause on a radio. Wonder what was conceived in those few pregnant seconds. Everyone's got something to hide, except for me and my donkey. The TV, 10 o'clock news. Souls are invaded, heart in the groove. Beaten and beaten, so out of time. What's the mad matter with the church chimes? Here comes a stranger up on 9th Avenue. Laid in green tower, in the street view. Over the clouds, over the bridge. So sensitive, reach up my space monkey. He's moving so strange. Space monkey, he moves like a dream. Space monkey, he's so out of time, and he's mine. Well, he's mine. Pierre Clement. Snorting cocaine. This central street's why it's all so insane. Humans are running, lavender room, hovering in liquid. Move over moon for my space monkey. He's moving so strange. Space monkey, he moves like a dream. Space monkey, he's so out of time, and he's comes up to him with a dusty old Polaroid, starts crumbling. He looks at him and he says, "Aw, man, I don't get the picture. This is no picture. This is just my jackknife. Just my jackknife. Just my jackknife. He's dressed in flames. It's also Sally, the way we just did that was Son of Space Monkey.
WBAI New York.
This is a song about my Martian childhood. Uh-oh. Censored, I told all. And when I was a kid, I didn't have great promise. I didn't have anything except for like a 8-pound Oxford on my... I had these Oxfords with steel plates because I was sort of duck-footed. Like, quack, quack. Going past the schoolyard gate. Kids see me, they say, quack, quack. I say, I'm a poetry? I'm a poet. Here's a sample of my verse. Ba, ba, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir, I'm a ghoul. So anyway, I didn't get a guy like that. And I didn't get one. So I said, all right, Earth boys, you had your chance. And I started looking up to bluer pastures. Thank you.
turn. Feel my heart expanding.
This song's me and Tom Verlaine of Television wrote this song, and Television is a great group, and hope you all really pick up on them. Yeah. Well, that's Television will do that for you. Great. And this is about a dream I had about I had this dream that I took this car in a clearing. And stopped it. I got out of the car, and there was this big, big marble slab sitting in the middle of this clearing. It's like this lake pouring down on it, and all the grass was like hair, you know, real long, waving Florida grass. And so, like, I was walking through there, and I looked, and there was this guy on the slab, and it was Jim Morrison. And he was laying there, and he was human, but like his wings were like attached to the marble. You know, they were like Michelangelo wings, you know, they were like made of marble. And he was like skin, you know, and he was trying to break out of these wings. And I just stood there, and I just kept saying, break it up, 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 break it up. And he did, and he flew away. Number. And thanks a lot for having us here.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine.
melting in a pot of thieves. Wild card up my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone. My sins my own, they belong to me. 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 People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me. Me. Anything's allowed. And then I go to this party, but I just get bored. Till I look out the window, see a sweet young thing humping up the parking meter, leaning on the parking meter. And oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so Stratocasters, Telecasters, Jazz Masters, Hiss, Cheese, Les Pauls, Epiphone, Freemus, the boys came and went. The one that stayed had a rhythm of his own, but it came from 65 from the Rolling Stones. So they got together. This is our first encore. And we don't got we're gonna do this. I'm from New Jersey. No matter what I say, I'm still from Jersey. You know what I mean? Or should I tell a story? Oh, I gotta tell a story. Oh, go do 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 do. Long ago, four and many scoreth, in Persia, there was a lovely girl named Scheherazade, and boy, could she tell them tales. Anyway, she got stole. She was real. The thing about Scheherazade is that she was really, nobody could get her, you know what I mean? She was like, really had this cool exterior. I mean, she submitted, but there was always this little light on the top of her brain that said, uh-uh. So anyway, like, there was this wonderful, handsome mosque prince, and if you're out there, this wonderful, handsome mosque prince, who whisked her away from there off upon. And so then he took her away, the mosque prince took her away, and she was like, and he put her in the tent, and it was, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Isn't he smart? Classically trained. Anyway, so he puts her in this tent and she said, "You will not have this thine." And he said, "Ah, well, they're all getting in. Let's keep like rolling, boys." So anyway, the curtain will rise soon. Anyway, to make a short story longer. This year, oh God, we're on radio, it's live, everybody's listening. So anyway, mom and dad, I'm not on anything. Anyway, so any other... Never can tell. Everybody else worries about the that thing. And they're always worried about being bugged and stuff, but I had this thing ever since I left home when I was 16, came to New York, my big dream. I was real cool because I got out of South Jersey, man. And but I thought every time a phone rang, it was my mother. Wherever I was, I'd be like in anywhere, a department store, on the job, in the subway, I'd hear a phone, like a payphone ring. It was my mother. I knew it was my mother. And I was always picking up things like in the conversation, you know, ripping out my wallpaper. I was sure she had these speakers. Oh, so anyway, Scheherazade was thinking of her mother-in-law and how glad she was to be stolen and away from her mother-in-law, laying in there in that tent with this musk prince with some basket. And he goes, Scheherazade, I have this thing. I will make thine expel thy juices of love without thereupon pons me even touching you. So she said, oh, yeah, sure. And he said, if I can do this thence upon, if I prove that I thence upon can do this, I shall enter thee full plumage. And she said, all right, it's a deal, yeah. So he's really a sneaky devil. He gets out all this stuff, green paste, majuns, you know, all that exotic stuff they have in that, what is it? What's that new magazine that has the centerfolds of you know what? Mmm. Yeah. Anyway, he gets all this stuff, you know, cannabis gold, you know, all those names that they have in like Crumb comics, all those names of exotic implements of the nose. And so he puts all this stuff in the whole room. Come on, Patty. The whole room's full with greenish gray opium smoke and all kinds of smoke like that. And it gets upon her senses thereupon, and she gets real, she loses her senses in all this green hairy glow. And then she feels the velvet in her bones and all that kind of stuff. And you know, the pinpricks up her spine and neon rainbows. And she starts feeling all this stuff. And she spends herself thereupon because her finger was working like a machine. And he looks at her and he goes, and she went, oops, uh-oh, I spent. And he said, you did. And lady, make room for the swan. We walked down the aisle. He greeted me with a smile as we walked. Yes, we walked.
Circled under the pressure of Superman's finger.